Unmarket Your Business, the podcast, born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master, ones that feel authentic instead of salesy, strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. SEO has always been one of those subjects that used to make my head hurt just saying the words, but I'm the kind of person who loves a challenge. When something seems impossible, too much to think about, or insurmountable, I'm like a firefly. I head straight to the light if it's something that I want to conquer. So today, come along with me as I teach you how to land on Google page one. You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast. Hey, everyone. I'm Carol J. Dunlop, your online wild strategist and Amazon number one international best-selling author. How's it going? Another week has gone by. Oh, my gosh. It's almost the end of August, kind of like the middle part. That means that fall is coming and then Christmas. Oh, I'm not going to keep going. We're going to concentrate on where we are, right? But I've got some exciting things to talk about with you today. I hit page one of Google, and not just page one of Google. I hit page one of Bing and page one of Yahoo and page one of the video in Google and YouTube, page one of YouTube twice. And page one Google, I did that kind of three times. So I'm thinking that I know a little bit about what I'm doing in this SEO thing. So as I said before, SEO was one of those things, search engine optimization. SEO was one of those things that just gave me a terrible headache just thinking about it. I've known about it for a long time. It's been around for a long time, and a lot of people make a lot of money off of it. So one thing that you may or may not know about me is I'm not going to do anything at all until I'm absolutely ready, mentally prepared, and I can dive in. So that's what I've been doing for the last couple of weeks with last month or so, I would say, with SEO, search engine optimization, and my blog posts, and it's finally paying off. It's working, and I'm going to share that with you, and we're going to get started in just a sec. Okay, so you may ask, like, Carol, how'd you do it, and why are you just doing it now? Why haven't you done it before? Well, like I said, I wasn't ready. Mentally, I wasn't ready. And you know how you got to be just ready to do some marketing, a different type of marketing. Like when I took on videos and started doing them, I was ready to do some videos. You would laugh at the first video. You may have even been around when I did my first one in 2009. It was just crazy, horrible. But I just knew I was doing a doggone thing. And nobody was doing videos back then anyway, so I was way ahead of the game. And so now with this SEO thing, I'm kind of behind the eight ball, but it's okay. Once you're ready, I don't care what it is, once you're ready to do a thing, you can do a thing. It doesn't matter how old you are, how long it's been out, or anything. Not too many things are past doing or past their prime, so stick with me. I'm going to help you out. So this search engine optimization thing all has to do with keywords. Have you heard of that? Have you heard of keywords and keyword phrases? I'm telling you, it's totally awesome. And when you really wrap your mind around it and the power that keywords hold in getting your content found, getting your website found, getting your videos found, getting anything found online, which you know online is where it is right now because everything is out there to be found, good, bad, whatever. But we're focusing on the good stuff, and we're mainly focusing on things that can bring us money, help us make more money, help us find the people who want to work with us. That's why this thing is so fascinating and important, because otherwise we wouldn't get found. I mean, and I don't want to just leave this whole thing to chance. I don't want to just, you know, throw spaghetti against a wall and see what sticks, or just try this thing, try that thing, see what's working. I want something that's tried and true. And believe it or not, SEO optimization has been around for a lot of years. Look how old Google is, and Yahoo, and Bing, all those search engines. It's been around for a while, so people have been searching for things for a long, long time and using those search engines to find the stuff that they want to buy or get involved with or whatever. You can find anything you want if you just put in the right keywords. And so you may be asking, Carol, what is a keyword? So I'm going to read you an excerpt from a blog that I'm actually in the middle of producing right now. So you kind of get the first kind of look-see at it. So what is a keyword? First things first, I know you're probably wondering how I'm going to achieve this big, hairy, audacious goal, or BHAG, that I put out there. And my goal is to achieve passive income of $10,000 a month from my blog. So that's my big, hairy, audacious goal. It's not magic or trickery, but it does involve some hard work researching. The research involves around keywords. My keywords are your keywords. Keywords are the actual words that your audience types into the search engine, like Pinterest or Facebook or the Amazon bar, to find what they're looking for. Stop for a second and think about the last time you searched for something or someone on either of those platforms I just listed, Pinterest, Facebook, Amazon, or any of the search engines. What did you search for? What were the exact words that you used? Were you able to find what you were looking for? Because sometimes you'll find it straight away and the first time you hit submit, and other times you have to tweak your words just a little bit. Take this word, I put this word in, maybe put a longer phrase, maybe clear up some things. It all depends on what the results you get back. Now let's turn your attention to your business. What words would people use to search for and find you? Again, what words would people use to search for and find you? If they're anything like you, they won't use just one word. They'll use several words or maybe a phrase or two, so they find exactly what they want. Now, here's an example. If you live in Stone Mountain, Georgia, which is a suburb about 30 miles outside of the city of Atlanta, and you're looking for a dentist that's nearby, your search phrase would look something like this: dentist in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Now, if you had entered dentist alone, you would have received results from every type of dentist who had the word dentist somewhere on his or her website, and in the meta tags, the descriptions that are in the coding of the website. But you may or may not have gotten results for dentists near you. Does that make sense? You just enter the word all by itself, dentist, unless it's a totally unique word, which only a few people know about, which is not the case with dentists, you're going to get everything back. But if you get specific, dentists in Stone Mountain, Georgia, then more than likely, most of the time, the only things that will come back to you are the smart people who are the smart dentists who are in Stone Mountain, Georgia, that put that in there, and maybe even their competition who wants to get some of the people who are in Stone Mountain, Georgia. So there's a lot of ways to work it, but I hope that you see what I'm talking about, because the keywords are the key to you getting anything that you want, including clients from obscure places on the web that you may not even know about, but because they put that little keyword in there and you had that keyword on your website and they found you, which is what it's all about. And that's why keywords are important, because when you have the words on your site that the people are searching for and the two kind of come together and y'all meet, that's what it's all about. And really, that's the whole essence of search engine optimization, SEO. That's the whole essence. The whole essence is to figure out what the keywords are that the people are searching for, the exact keywords that they're using, which is big industry. Put those on your website, and by putting those on your website, you signal to Google and Bing and Yahoo and any of the other search engines that look, I have these keywords on mine. Site, that means that I am looking for these type of people to come and work with me, because we're only talking about business people, right? I'm looking for this. And when people put these words into their search engine, send them to my site. This is what you're really trying to tell Google. The thing is that keywords are competitive. That's where this whole confusion comes from, and people are bidding on keywords when they're using AdWords and things like that, the service from Google, to actually use to buy advertising on Google Ads. So they are bidding on these keywords, and you know, a really hot keyword could be like $7 or $8 a click. You know, that's high. But we're looking for the keywords that are less costly, but yield good results, but they don't cost as much, right? They're not really highly competitive. That's really what I'm trying to say. So that is the secret to figuring out what the keywords are that your people are using. And plus, you need to ask them. You know, I've said that several times before. If you want to know what your audience wants, ask them. Ask them what they want. Ask them in a post on Facebook or on Instagram or even LinkedIn, hey, what would you put into a search engine when you're searching for me and my services? And then they could tell you. Now, if they don't know what your services is or exactly what you do, that's a whole other session. We're not even going to get into that right now. So let's say that they do know what you do. They do know that they either work with you or want to work with you, and you can ask them and they'll tell you. So why is someone searching and using a particular word? Like this is the secret. The particular words that they use and the intent that they have in finding these words is what makes it relevant to you to use this in your uses with your keywords. The intent of what they're doing. Let me give you an example. I have a client, she's a dentist, and we were throwing around some words and trying to figure out some good keywords for this one particular landing page she's got. And I had thought, well, healthy mouth. You know, she's a dentist. She deals with mouths. She wants to keep mouth healthy. She actually says that a lot, healthy mouth, healthy mouth. So I'm like, let's go and research this and see if this is something that would be beneficial for her to put on the landing page or to use in a title, right? So I did. I put in healthy mouth. And do you know what came back? 100,000 posts about dogs and their healthy mouths. Chews for dogs, the dental stuff for dogs, all kind of things. So healthy mouth, if you put that in the search engine, Google is thinking that the intent, because the people who have been searching for healthy mouth stuff have been searching for their dogs so that their dogs can have a healthy mouth. Who would have known? And you wouldn't have known either if we didn't search for it, if we didn't take the time, take a few minutes out, and really look and see exactly what people are searching for. And it's so simple. You just put the words into Google. You can use Pinterest, put the words into Pinterest, and Pinterest will bring up, you know, pins that are related to that keyword that have those keywords in it. And that's one easy way that you can tell, easy, quick, painless, and free way that you can tell, hey, I got a winner, or nope, this is not good at all. So then I was like, well, healthy mouth is out, and we had a good laugh over that one. I was like, let's try a healthy smile. So when I put in healthy smile, guess what came back? A bunch of people smiling, people, humans, smiling. And it was all about, you know, keeping your mouth fresh and all of that. So I was like, okay, this is a good word to use. This is one word. Let's put this over, set it to the side over here and go look for some other stuff. We finally came up with some good stuff. It was great. But we wouldn't have known that healthy mouth wasn't a good one unless we did the research. So the whole key to making this thing work is doing your due diligence, is researching. And by researching, it just means using the things that are available to you to see what people are searching for. Because I learned this from Lucinda Cross. She's a very popular person with vision boards. If you did anything with vision boards, you probably heard of Lucinda. And I've followed her for years and years and years, and I had the opportunity to attend her training here in Atlanta. It was very good. And one thing she kept saying was, success leaves clues. So nobody does things in a vacuum and becomes successful. They follow what other people have been doing or what they've been taught, and those people teach things from things that they learn from other people. And I totally know that it's true, because in my research for the keywords, for the video, for the blog, and all of that, I found out that there were a couple things. Like, I would listen to this one person say, these are the things you need to do, and they would give me their formula for, you know, researching keywords or whatever, you know, in their video. And then I would go to another person, and they were doing same but similar stuff, but not quite the same. But I saw a piece of what they had been saying in this other person's spiel. So obviously these two people either A, worked together, or B, learned from each other, or C, maybe they either worked for or were taught by the same person. And they weren't saying the exact same thing, because you know what we do. We learn something and then we put our own spin on it. But I could see remnants of other stuff, and I'm like, But what I also found out, or what I thought about, was, wow, these people are all doing these certain things the same way, the same sequence, and they're, you know, they're killing it. They got like 400,000 followers, 300,000, 200,000, a million views and stuff. So I'm going to be doing this too. I'm not going to be the one that says, okay, I'm going to stand out and do it all different because they got it wrong. Because obviously I do not have the key, and they do. So that's it. They got a key to the keywords, and they were all talking about keywords, keyword phrases, search engine optimization, optimizing your site, optimizing not just your site but your post and your video for views and for search. Because that's what we're doing. We're optimizing our blog posts for search traffic. And when you think about it, it makes total sense because people are searching using Google, using Bing, using Yahoo, and they want to find stuff. They either want to find stuff to buy, or they want to find stuff that's going to solve their problem mainly, or help them live a better life. And that's what they're searching for. So if we have that key in our possession that we can solve this person's problem, if this person is looking for A, B, and C, we have A, B, and C within our reach, within our grasp. Actually, we manufacture A, B, and C. They need to find us. The only way that they're going to find us is if they put those keywords into the search engine and the search engine says, hey, someone else over here says that they have this, I'm going to send you there. It's just like a referral, right? When you know something like, what is it, the TV commercial that I watch all the time? Gosh, I can't think of it. There's Angie's List, and then there's that other one, and I can't think of what it is. But they have these two people. It's always, you know, two people walking or neighbors or something. And they go, hey, do you know anybody that does bathrooms or builds bathrooms? And the one person says, yes, I might know a few contractors. And before he can get it out, the other person says, all right, so what you need to do is you need to get me a bunch of quotes and schedule it for this time and da-da-da-da. And the voice in the commercial says, you know, you can't expect your neighbors. I don't know why I can't think of the name of this place. You can't expect your neighbors to do everything, but we'll do it. You know, it's a service that does handyman stuff. So I thought that was really, you know, I thought that was really cool because it's a modern day referral. If you do it right, you do your keyword research right and put the right keywords in the right place, the right people are going to find you when they search for you. That's how Google got so big. You know, Google's got billions and billions of dollars. The whole company is structured to make money by just sending you to the right place at the right time to get the stuff that you want. Think about that. That's crazy, right? But, hey, that is how it works. Now, I told you that I will show you how you could get on page one of Google. I just showed you a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. So this is what I did. I had this post, and I wanted to create a post about landing pages because I knew that a lot of people, because number one, I did this landing page tutorial on my Facebook group, and you are welcome to come and be a part of my Facebook group. Every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m., I do 10K Tuesday training to help you get to have your first or next 10K month, right? So I want a whole group of us doing this 10K month thing. So one of the things as I was trying to think about what to talk about was landing pages because everyone needs a landing page. The reason why do you need a landing page, you know, I won't go through that now, but I did, I think, a couple of episodes ago I went through that whole thing. And you can also go to the post, CSICorporation.com/landing page hacks, So that was actually the keyword phrase for that post, landing page hack. So I knew I wanted to do something about landing pages, so that was my core keyword, landing page. So I put that into Google, and I looked at what came up. What sites did it refer me to, and what were these sites talking about? And, you know, lo and behold, they were all talking about landing page. Go figure. But they were talking about different aspects of landing pages, you know, how to do a landing page examples and all that. And I took the route of I wanted to show how to get your landing page to convert a user into a client. So it's like landing page hacks that convert something, something. I can't remember the rest of it. I just remember that landing page hacks thing because that was good. So once I did all my little things and found out that landing page hacks was what I wanted to use, and the hacks part actually extended that keyword phrase a little bit longer and more specifically. Remember, we're talking about the dentist, right? That is a highly coveted word, and I'm sure, you know, everybody's bidding on it. Everybody uses it. But when you're doing Stone Mountain, dentist in Stone Mountain, that is a less, that is not as popular. It's not as expensive. Not popular, but it's not as expensive. So landing page, I would never rank for that. I'm a, you know, we're a small company in the whole scheme of things with these big companies that do major websites all the time. And they, you know, like if I'm trying to, if we're trying to compete with Optimized Press or Lead Pages or places like that, not going to happen. But landing page hacks, not so much. I looked that up. It was good. It was like just almost on the borderline of being too big to compete with. But it was still in that realm where I could compete. I was like, well, let's do it. So I did. And there are certain places in your blog that you need to use this keyword phrase to almost guarantee that Google is going to pick it up and see, oh, this person knows what they're talking about. This site is an authority. Let me send people there. And I'm going to share those little nine things with you right now, and then I'm going to finish the story about my landing page. So the number one place is in your H2. H2 is a bolded subtitle, and you have H1, H1, H2, H3, H4, and H5 inside HTML for your website. So H1 is the biggest header that they have, and you know, sometimes that's like 24 point type or whatever, and then H2 is a little bit smaller, and then H3 is smaller, and so on and so forth. So your first, and I don't know why they want to do H2, but that's what Google looks for. So your first H2 title needs to have your keyword in it, all right? And then the title of your post needs to have your keyword in it. So there's two places so far. Okay, number three, the first paragraph that you're writing in your blog or in your post, within the first 100 words, you need to include your keyword phrase that you're trying to rank for. And then the link. Now, the permalink, the link that you put on Facebook or on wherever, on social media, and you say, hey, click this link and go to my blog. That's what the permalink is. That is what leads people to your blog. I never knew before I started doing this research that you should only put your keyword phrase in that thing. I just used to, you know, whatever the title was, and then WordPress, like, automatically saves it. And, you know, if, like, landing page, hacks that convert, blah, 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 that's all that was in there, you know, that whole thing. So when I learned the important and right way to do it was to just put your keyword in there, keyword phrase, then I shortened it. So guess what the permalink is for this one? It is csicorporation.com/landing page hacks. That's it. It just helps you to rank higher in Google. And Google, why we try to accommodate Google is because Google is the behemoth, the mama, daddy, and the son and daughter of search engines. I mean, it is so far, like Google is on top of the mountain, and then everybody else is trying to climb up. Now, Bing and Yahoo, they're good. They used to be higher, but Google just came along and crushed them. So there's a big space between them. That's why everybody talks about Google, just in case you were wondering. Okay, number five, use your keywords and similar keywords and synonyms within the post. Now, don't just put like 100 times you're going to put landing page hacks. It has to make sense. and don't oversaturate your post with landing page hacks, because you have to write for people. People have to be interested in the thing. If Google is going out on a limb and saying, hey, this is an authority site because it looks like they're talking about landing page hacks and they got landing page hacks in the right places, but if they send people to your site, and even if the bots go and search your site and you have landing page hacks, that word, and they're like 100 times, they're going to not only penalize you, but they're going to take you out of the search engine. They're not going to send you any more traffic, and it's going to be a bust for you. So, you know, 3 or 4 times you could probably have that keyword phrase, but to get around having so many in there, then put some similar keywords in there, something that would be related to landing page hacks, something that would, you know, in addition, if someone read it and like, oh, I know what you're talking about, or a synonym, words that mean kind of similar. Number 6, in the meta description, you're going to put the keywords. Now, the meta description is what goes on behind the scenes. There's a little section that says meta, your meta tags, and that's what the robots look for. So you need to put, definitely have your keyword phrase in there. Number 8, include two links to other content on your website. So you're trying to prove to Google, like, this is an authority site. You know, we talk about landing pages. We know our stuff about landing pages. We know all the stuff that has to do with landing pages. But if you only ever wrote one post about a landing page, you're not an authority. But if you wrote other stuff, like maybe your website, maybe you're talking about how to design a landing page, maybe you're talking about graphics that could go on a landing page, or you're talking about how to hook up a freebie to your landing page type of thing, and how to build your audience using landing pages, and you wrote blogs about those, yes, that's really good. So if you include links to that stuff, then they're like, okay, so you include two links. Just pick two things, two other posts that you've done, and link out to them. And make sure that they talk about something that would be similar or just drives home a point. If you're saying your graphics need to be resized the correct way, on your landing page hacks post, because you don't want somebody to go and see a messed up looking graphic, then they're going to think, oh, they don't know what they're doing. And then you have a post that you did about how to size your graphics the right way, and you link to that authority site. Bing, bingo, bingo, bingo. All right, the other thing that's, and then finally, number 9, two links to outside content. Because Google likes to share. You know, they tell people all the time, go here, go there. So they want you to do the same thing, basically. They don't want you to just covet all the traffic they send to you. They want you to utilize that traffic and say, hey, I've got some other stuff that one of my colleagues or a good friend or something I saw on the web the other day is really going to help with this and drive home this point that you can convert people easily using these landing page hacks. And here's another hack. Now, I did this very same thing. I linked to at least 2 other places. And one of the places that I linked to was a blog that was talking about the several types of landing pages. You know, a sales page, an opt-in page, an upsell page, a downsell page. And so I knew that they had that content. I didn't need to write about it because they had it, and I could link out to it. So that was one of the things. So you need to share. You know, you need to be a good human and turn people on to other things that could help them understand whatever it is that you're talking about. So if you do those 9 things, put your keyword in the H2, the first H2 title, header, put it in your title, your keyword. Make sure your keyword is within the first 100 words of your first paragraph. Include the keyword in your permalink. It is the permalink, basically. Number 5, use keywords, similar keywords and synonyms inside of the post so that you can drive home the fact of, hey, you just really make people understand and you're not having to use your regular keyword like 100 times in there, which is a definite no-no. Number 6, in the meta description in the back of the site, put in the keywords. Now, really, if you're not a web designer and you're just barely doing blogging and all you know is create new post, write, save, submit, that's it. Install the Yoast plugin, Yoast, Yoast, and it will help you with the SEO and it will help you with that meta tag stuff. And then the next one is I left out number 7. I'm very sorry. Do now all the images that you have on your site, they have a place in there where you can put text to kind of describe what it is, because the search engines can't read graphics because they're just blocks. You know, they can't see the graphics. They can't interpret it. They don't know what that is. So you have to tell them. So there's a place when you upload a graphic in WordPress that says alt text. It's right in the same spot where you put the name of the graphic, and if you're going to link it to something, you can put the alt text. And the best thing to do in that alt text is put your keyword phrase in there, because that's how you want people to find it. Because, you know, those images wind up where else? On Google, under images. And if people click it, where does it lead? Back to your website, back to this post. So that's why you do that, right? So I'm sorry, I left that out. And number 8 is to include 2 links to other content on your site that is relative or relevant to what you're talking about in this post. And then the final one, number 9, include 2 links to outside content that is relevant or will help people understand better what you're talking about in this post. All right, let's make sure that So I wanted to make sure that I include everything. We're down to the last bit. I hope that you have understood everything that I've said, because, like I said, SEO can be confusing. It can give you a headache, but it doesn't need to, because this is the key to you getting the people that you want to your website. Because you put all that money into your website to have people come to it, right? And all this other stuff you're doing social media posting, you're creating content, you're, you know, going out there and telling people, hey, go to my website. This is a passive way for you to get traffic coming to your site all the time that, you know, you work on this probably once and get this stuff set up. You don't really have to touch it again. Isn't that awesome? And it's something that we only have to touch like once or twice, and boom, it is done. So here is a scenario. I want to drive this home in your head. Here is a scenario. So you have a blog post. You figure out the keyword that people are searching for. You put that keyword in your blog in those 9 places that I told you. A user who is logging onto Google happens to use that very same keyword that you have, that you knew some people were searching for, that you put in your web page, and they use that keyword in their web page, and then they hit submit, and guess what happens? It brings up a list of web pages that have that keyword on it, and yours is one of them. Yours is on the first page of Google. At least by page 2, your stuff is up there and people can go down, because people aren't going to search too much further. That's why people say, I want to be on first page. Because how many times have you searched past the first page? Some people haven't. It just depends on what you're looking for. But most times, people are going to look within the first 3 pages and then they're not looking anymore. They're like, I'm done with this. It's just too much. Although you may miss out on stuff, that's how people are, right? So they see your stuff on the first page or maybe even the second. They click through it. They see that, yes, this is what I want, and guess what they do? They buy, or they download something, or they call you or get in touch with you, create an appointment, whatever it is, the call to action that you told them to do. That is how this works. That is how search engine optimization works. Using your keywords, that's how it works. It is a simplified version. There's a lot more. You know, it's just like I used to watch the Flintstones all the time when I was little. And if you're familiar, you know, Barney and Fred used to sit in the same car, and they both had to work to make the car run. And what was the engine? It was them. It was their little feet that was just running. And you'd always see them just kind of going down the road, talking to each other, and, you know, having fun and doing their stuff. But their little feet were just running all the time. And they were the power behind it. So you can look at this SEO, the thing that I just told you right now, and SEO as, you know, the feet that are running behind it are the search engines. You're just the one sitting up there after you've done your due diligence, put your stuff in place. You're sitting up there riding along, waiting for that traffic to come. And when it comes, and then they see your website, they click, they get your offer or sign up for your session or whatever it is. But you're not doing that hard work anymore. The hard work is in the beginning, and then it's smooth sailing after that. Just a little tweaking. So I hope I've been able to explain that to you and that it makes sense and that you're going to do it. Because that's the thing. You need to take action on this and get to rolling, because there are people out there waiting for you to put your stuff out there.
You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast.
Now, If you've listened to this, you say, Carol, this sounds amazing. I am ready to go, but I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm still confused about the keywords, the word keys, or the posts and all this stuff. Then please, 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 please sign up to get your free online wow assessment with me. We'll look at your website and see what your keyword action, how it's going, where you're missing out on clients, and what you can do to stop it. So all you got to do is go to csicorporation.com/onlinewow. Again, that's csicorporation.com/onlinewow. Grab your session. Let's talk, and let's get you to getting the clients that are out there so you can stop running, but get on cruise control. That's all that I have for you now. Thank you so much for joining me. I will see you next time. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.